You're listening to New Technia. The first cholesterol pill of its kind can cut LDL by nearly 60%. Here is what it cannot prove yet. The FDA has approved Lipfendra, the first oral PCSK9 inhibitor, after two placebo-controlled trials involving 3,207 adults showed average LDL reductions of 56% and 59%. The daily pill could widen access to a powerful treatment class previously limited to injections, although it has not yet proved that it prevents heart attacks or strokes. A powerful way to lower bad cholesterol has existed for more than a decade, but it usually came with a needle. That barrier has now changed. The 30-second summary. The FDA has approved Lipfendra, the first oral PCSK9 inhibitor, after two placebo-controlled trials involving 3,207 adults showed average LDL reductions of 56% and 59%. The daily pill could widen access to a powerful treatment class previously limited to injections, although it has not yet proved that it prevents heart attacks or strokes. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved Lipfendra, also known as enlicitide, as the first oral medicine that blocks PCSK9. The once-daily tablet is intended for adults with high cholesterol, including people with an inherited condition called heterozygous familial hypercholesterolemia. Why PCSK9 matters? The liver removes low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or LDL, from the bloodstream through receptors on its surface. PCSK9 is a protein that reduces the number of those receptors. Blocking it leaves more receptors available to clear LDL before it can contribute to plaque inside arteries. Injectable antibodies such as Repatha and Praluent already use this mechanism. They can produce large LDL reductions, but price, insurance rules, injections, and prescribing complexity have limited access. Lipfendra attempts to deliver a similar biological strategy in a tablet. What the trials found. The FDA based its decision on two randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trials involving 3,207 adults who were already receiving the maximum statin therapy they could tolerate. In the larger cardiovascular risk trial, Lipfendra lowered LDL by an average of 56% compared with placebo after 24 weeks. In participants with inherited high cholesterol, the reduction was 59%. Those are substantial changes for people whose cholesterol remains too high despite established treatment. Adverse reactions occurred at similar rates in the first trial. In the inherited cholesterol study, diarrhea and dizziness were reported more often with Lipfendra than with placebo. Treatment discontinuation rates were comparable between groups. Why a pill could make a difference? A medicine only works when people can obtain it and continue taking it. A daily tablet may be easier to prescribe and less intimidating than an injection, especially in primary care. Merck says the drug will cost about $10.50 per day before insurance discounts, or roughly $315 for 30 days. Convenience is not absolute. Lipfendra must be taken on an empty stomach, and patients must wait before eating. A daily schedule may suit some people better than periodic injections, while others may prefer not to remember another pill every morning. It does not replace statins for everyone. Statins remain the foundation of cholesterol treatment because they are inexpensive, widely studied, and proven to reduce heart attacks and strokes. Lipfendra was primarily tested as an additional therapy for people who still needed further LDL reduction while taking tolerated statins. The approval covers LDL lowering, not a claim that the drug itself prevents cardiovascular events. A major outcomes trial is still underway, with results expected later. Lower LDL is strongly associated with reduced cardiovascular risk, but a biomarker improvement is not the same as direct proof of fewer heart attacks, strokes, or deaths. Who should pay attention? The most immediate candidates are adults with established cardiovascular disease, those at high risk, and people with inherited high cholesterol whose LDL remains above target. The decision must still be individualized by a clinician based on current treatment, other conditions, cost, and the level of risk. Lipfendra is not a license to ignore diet, exercise, or existing medication. The FDA approved it as an adjunct to diet and exercise, and patients should not change cholesterol treatment without medical guidance. A significant first, with one decisive question remaining. Turning an antibody-like PCSK9 strategy into an effective oral macrocyclic peptide is a genuine pharmaceutical achievement. It may bring a potent treatment mechanism into ordinary daily care and increase competition in an expensive drug class. The laboratory and regulatory milestone is now established. A pill can inhibit PCSK9 and lower LDL dramatically. The clinical question that matters most to patients remains open: will taking it translate into fewer life-changing cardiovascular events over many years? Before we overstate the result, the daily pill could widen access to a powerful treatment class previously limited to injections, although it has not yet proved that it prevents heart attacks or strokes. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.